This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here today at SUSE with Jeff Reeser. We're talking about IBM Clouds, System Z, and Linux One.
Hi.
You have a long history of working with IBM and the Z Systems team. And if we look back over the last few years, one of the things we've seen is IBM pushing cloud very heavily around what we would have seen previously as a mainframe environment. What's been the driver from your side of IBM talking to you?
I see it from both working at IBM, working with IBM through partnerships, and working with our IBM customers at SUSE. There are three main challenges that a lot of the Z Systems customers are dealing with now, and they've been dealing with for especially the last few years. Number one is, how do they deal with the cloud environment? Deploying cloud applications, dealing with the cloud working environment on a Z System. Second is adapting to all of the new workloads that are out there, whether it's big data, analytics, and cloud. All of these have to be managed along with the traditional transaction-intensive workloads like WebSphere on Z Systems. And then the third challenge is just being able to attract new talent to help manage their systems. Out of all those three, let's talk about cloud, first of all. IBM came out with their Linux One boxes a couple years ago. Linux One is basically built on the same architecture, the Z Systems architecture. It's the same setup. Now it's catering to the Linux users. It's very open. It's an open source kind of environment. We very much like it because it gives us a great opportunity to build a lot of our open source wares on top of the Z Systems environments. And we've worked with IBM on a structure that we call GreenStack. GreenStack is an IBM term. We've put in a number of our SUSE components inside this structure. So you begin with Z Systems hardware at the bottom. That includes the two new Linux One boxes. On top of that, Z Systems known for virtualization, whether it's through ZVM, which has been around for 40 years and refined quite a bit over the past few decades, or KVM, which grew out of open source. ZVM was open source too, but that was a long time ago, another lifetime ago. KVM as well for virtualization. On top of that, you have the operating system. In our case, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for Z Systems and Linux One. And on the top of that, you have a number of componentries like an Image Studio, SUSE Studio. We have Docker. Containers are coming on strong. A lot of interest we're seeing. We came out with Docker support for Z Systems back in the fall of 2015. Also, we're looking into Kubernetes and other container management applications and seeing what we can do with those. But Docker has been the main one right now. With that, we have OpenStack. OpenStack for cloud deployment. Back in December, we came out with an announcement that says we're going to support OpenStack for Z Systems. That support should be out and available fairly soon, either this month or next month is what we're looking at right now. And that's exciting for us. It's exciting for our customers because they've expressed a lot of interest in how do we get containable environment where we can deploy cloud applications. OpenStack is the solution for us to do this. About a year and a half ago, we did come out with some sense of OpenStack support where it's called to support, but that involved getting another x86 box and transferring it over. Now with this new OpenStack for Z support, that'll be, like I said, self-contained.
So will that allow a customer who's got OpenStack on Power to also have OpenStack on Linux One and to have OpenStack on Zeos?
That's correct.
Wow, that's quite a nice spread because it means one point of control now for IBM customers across all of the hardware estate they're using.
Exactly, and that's really one of the big requirements that we've been dealing with. How do we get that all under one area of control, self-contained, and that's what we're looking to do.
What does that then mean in terms of bringing additional open source tooling in? Because Zeos has been very much restricted to IBM's own tooling, and it's been the introduction of Linux on Z and then the various Linux One options where IBM's brought open source in. Now, of course, there's going to be this potential for running open source across every one of the platforms, irrespective. How disruptive is that likely to be, do you think, for IBM and some of the customers?
Now, I'm speculating a little bit here with what IBM is thinking, but they're focusing more on Linux One right now. So getting everything to work in the Linux One environment, which is strictly open source, and then worry about ZOS a little bit later. But I think the real focus right now is getting all of that running in a self-contained Linux environment.
When we think about open source, one of the big things open source brings is the opportunity to have single source code. From an OpenStack perspective, we've got platform as a service, which is providing us with all of this pulled together, make life easier for developers. Everything's handled in the same way, no matter where they are. Are you now getting close to being able to give people a single platform as a service?
certainly the direction we're headed, working on platform as a service, container as a service. These are all good directions for us, and it's something that our customers are really asking for.
As a company, you've got a deal where you're going to be acquiring, we're just waiting for the final paperwork to go through, all of the HPE assets around OpenStack. Does that give you a lot of excitement in terms of, for example, a whole set of new technologies that you can start to bring across into that IBM world?
It's absolutely exciting. It's something we're looking forward to do. We just started the technical collaboration with the HPE teams around OpenStack, and we're looking forward to where that takes us.
That has quite a potential then, doesn't it? Because one of the big challenges from OpenStack has been how to portray itself as running across multiple architectures, not just x86 and then power with x86, but also mainframe architectures and other chipsets. This opportunity to bring all those tools together and give customers that skill reduction, they don't need to have different skills, different platforms, starts to actually look like a big story. It projects OpenStack into the tier one space. Not going to have as many users as AWS or Google or Microsoft for some time, but actually it takes away a lot of the negative that has been said about it. How quickly do you think companies are going to grasp that, and how fast do you think they'll be able to get their skills and their tooling together?
Platform independence is something that we're all working towards, and it's going to take a while. Just look at the skill sets that are involved. It's going to take time for them to realize how they can put their skill sets to use across many, many different platforms. It's not going to happen overnight. I think it behooves the vendors, us, to make sure that we have that platform independence every time we come out with tools like this.
How fast can you bring new open source projects now then to Zeos underneath the whole SUSE banner? IBM set out a policy 2 years ago of, instead of actually moving data to application, which was consuming so much time in ETL and across the network, of actually moving the application to the data. It sounds like a great story, but actually a lot of those technologies companies were using are open source technologies. They couldn't just lift and shift that and move it to where the data was. Are you that missing piece of that puzzle for many of those IBM users?
We could be. I think there's a distinction. At what point do you say, yeah, this package is ready to be adopted? Once you start getting some adoption and some test cases, some case studies that can actually prove, hey, this works now, and this is how we're using it, and get those use cases out there, then the adoption starts growing. It's a question for any open source project that gets going and starts getting some contributions from the communities. At what point do you say, let's take a snapshot of this, hand it out, get people actually starting to adopt it and use it? Machinery, for example, for systems analysis. At what point do you say, okay, let's package this up. It has all the requirements that we think we need for this application. Let's get people adopting it right now. So you start building a case, you start building that community around it, and once you can prove it. Good question. It depends on how many members are actually contributing to it, how many members are trying to find some real usefulness of it before it can really be adopted.
You already have a large portfolio of applications through your partners that sit on top of your OpenStack distribution. Many of those have been ported across and they're running on top of Linux One at the moment. Do you have a plan? Do you have an agreement with partners to start moving those across onto Zeos as soon as that version of OpenStack comes out?
It's up to the individual partnerships, but Package Hub is one of the ways that we're looking to get the packages out on Z as quickly as we can. Anyone in the community comes up with a package that they think would be of interest, like Chef or Ansible, as some examples for systems management, then we want to be able to work with them and have that package available through Package Hub. And if you go out on our Package Hub SUSE site, packagehub.suse.com, they can search for all of the packages for Z systems that's available and download whatever they need. We want to build that list up. Right now, there's about 1,500 packages for Z that are available through Package Hub and through other partnerships as well. We have a partner site that lists all of the Z-specific applications too. So the combination of that partner site and Package Hub gives anyone who's working in the Z environment a wide range of different types of open source applications to choose from.
One of the reasons I asked the question is that historically you've been a very customer-driven company. If a customer wants it, you write it. If you don't have enough customers, actually there's a stepping back. When do we move? When don't we move? The whole Zeos environment now is completely brand new to those partners. And to many of those customers, if they don't already have Linux running in their environment, they're going to be looking at those tools but not necessarily quite sure what they want. They're going to be almost caught waiting and seeing like you could be. So that was the question as to whether or not you were going to start pushing certain things forward. Have you already started to get requests from people for certain packages?
We have, and the requests, again, are usually through Package Hub. We've looked at other things like SaltStack and included that in our SUSE manager, which involves support Z systems as well. If we get a number of requests for something like that, we pursue it, and we try to get the right packages out and available. If it's more than just for free download through the communities, then we look at what it might take to actually put out full support for something like that.
We talked about skill sets two or three times, we touched on it. There is a challenge that people perceive with going open source with skill sets. Yet, ironically, if we look around at those skill sets, there's an awful lot of Python programmers out there. There's an awful lot of programmers who know R. There's an awful lot of programmers who know all the different languages, and oddly enough, all of the different packages out there. They just may not know the operating system in terms of the platform. How quickly do you think that IBM customers will be able to attract talent to those platforms? Because let's be honest, mainframe developers have always attracted a premium in terms of salary.
It's been a challenge for decades. For Z Systems customers, how do they maintain those skill sets? A couple of our customers right now that are running on Z have found other unique ways to promote that training. They're using their own ZBox to have some educational materials that they put out to train the new generation of Z programmers, which is good. It's good for them. It keeps a pool of administrators, I guess, available and waiting to help with their Z environments. Now, when you look at they're running their Z systems along with Linux, where they have several IFLs on their boxes, Linux skills are a lot easier to acquire. It's a lot more pervasive than someone who actually understands ZOS. You might need a combination of those skills. It's important that they understand that they're getting a Z system in-house. How are they going to maintain the administrator skills that they need for that? Again, Linux is not a problem. ZOS might be.
Hiving off the Linux One range to be a Z Systems box with just Linux running on it was an easy option for IBM. It didn't have to deal with its traditional software, its own built software. It could make it pure open source. Moving on to ZOS is going to be an interesting challenge. There's going to be people there who've got massive investments in that long line of IBM commercial software. There's going to be new people coming in and saying, look, here's all this open source stuff. It can be cheaper. You've got to deal with the scaling. There are other issues and costs you've got to take into account. Where do you think the challenge is going to come for those customers? Will it be in understanding how to mix and match the two types of software on that one box where historically they perhaps shoveled them onto different boxes? Or will it be in actually finding the professional services teams who can sit down and have that engagement with the customer to solve it?
I think it's going to be what you said a little bit earlier, managing the workloads. And there might be workloads specifically for ZOS that are going to stay on ZOS forever in IT speak, right? Who knows how long that's going to be. But perhaps over time, there's going to be a mixture. On the IFLs, you might have a broad mix of types of applications that are going to be on there. All of them are going to be transaction intensive. It just depends on where the right fit might be. That's one of the beauties, really, of Linux is that you can manage the physical and virtual workloads of all different types, analytics and such, all on virtualized VMs. Very easy to manage across the board, whereas ZOS could be a little bit tougher.
Over the last year, worldwide, we've seen a dozen or more companies set themselves up via Z Systems box, whether it be as a Linux One box or as a straight Z Systems box, and build a cloud environment out of it and offer IBM customers hybrid cloud options. How many of those companies are you working with at the moment, and how much does this new opportunity, being able to say, okay, if you're offering them ZOS overflow or ZOS bursting, we can now give you OpenStack for that, how much of an opportunity does that give you?
I would say every company that we're working with, every company that's using Z Systems and SUSE and we're working with, are interested in dealing with hybrid clouds, every one of them. As you know, Z Systems and SUSE are really popular in banking and finance. We have a lot of banking customers. They're all dealing with cloud environments, right, for online banking, for fraud detection, you name it. There's trading, risk mitigation applications, wide range of things that the banks are doing. They all involve private or hybrid clouds. I think the pressure's on to understand how they deploy these applications to the cloud and manage those applications in the cloud. It's a matter of survival, I believe, for many of these companies.
You're not the only player with Linux on IBM's big systems. You've got Red Hat, for example, to compete with. How much does this give you an edge over Red Hat? How much of a lead do you think you have by getting OpenStack out there first?
I think a matter of months, maybe. We kind of been leapfrogging each other a lot. We have a very long-standing, very positive relationship with IBM. We've been with them from the beginning. From a technical standpoint, we work pretty closely with IBM Berlin in Germany and IBM in the States as well. I think it's been a good relationship. So sometimes we might come out with support for certain technologies a little bit sooner than our friends at Red Hat. No doubt they'll be there soon and catch up with us. It's hard to say. I wouldn't be surprised if they have similar support that they're working on.
The words mainframe and open source in the same sentence almost seem like ridiculous. How is the community taking the idea that you're now taking OpenStack to a platform that they've almost seen as the devil?
Well, it's a new world. Yeah, 20 years ago, who would have thought there'd be so much resistance? But I think now it's a matter of business survival as well. You have to be open as you possibly can, but you still have to be careful. We certainly have a number of communities that are screaming and convincing the businesses out there that you need to do this, especially for cloud. Cloud is the ultimate environment for reaching all your customers, all your consumers, all your users. You have to be able to support that and support it with the security and the enterprise-grade quality that you would expect from the older systems.
Your parent company, Micro Focus, has a long history of working with IBM and cloud. Computer Associates, CompuWare, there's a lot of companies out there who've got a long history of working with mainframe customers. They don't necessarily have much of a history of working within open source or porting their applications into an open source environment. Are you engaging with many of them? Are you getting questions from many of them as to how they can get into your platform?
We deal with some questions like that on how to adopt, how to move in that direction. We're also working with a number of consultants that have been, Zeek consultants, that have been interested in working with us in the open source world. In fact, one of them in Europe, in the Netherlands, they recently installed a Linux One box, and they did it for the sole purpose of, they wanted to adopt it, and they wanted to run various applications on it and prove to their customers, to their new clients, that how useful this can be, and it can be done. And we do the same with our friends at Micro Focus.
Jeff, thank you for your time today.
Okay.